Do you follow the directions? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Do you follow the directions? Following directions is not an easy thing to do, as everyone knows. And the disciples were just as tough on following directions as anyone else, because they didn't follow directions like they were told to do. Some of them did, some of them didn't, some of them doubted, some of them believed, some of them just went along. No. We all say, well, if we had been living with Jesus and we had been one of his disciples, we would have been so enthralled and dedicated to this master consciousness. But would you? Would you? Would you have really been enthralled by this man who acted very normal, who acted very ordinary, who was friendly and kind and considerate to other people, who liked other people, who got upset when things didn't go like they should sometimes, and got upset with the disciples and said, "Oh, ye of little faith, what's the matter? You can't you follow any instructions? I tell you, go out and heal and raise the dead and do all good things like that, and you can't even do it. I tell you, go to other cities and leave everything behind. Just wear a pair of shoes and your robe, that's all. And let them provide you with anything more that you need. Let them feed you. And if they don't feed you and don't take care of you, kick the dust of the city off your feet and go on to the next city," you know. And the cities weren't that far apart. But did they do it? Did they do it? What's one of the big things that the Jews had to labor under? And I think that the Jews are spelled our names, too. What's one of the big things they had to labor under? Habit. They were in the habit of being their own clothing closet. All the clothing they owned, they wore. They had no place to keep it at home. They had no closet at home in which to keep it. They were in and out of houses, you know, and they were in and out of things. Wherever they went, everything that they owned, they took with them. They had no special things set aside. They had no, unless you're a very rich person and then you had too much to wear, you know. But normally, a person of normal circumstances would have maybe three at the most, robes and clothing and a coat and a vest and a shirt. Whatever. Now, Jesus told him, put these things aside. Put all these things aside. Just take one. Take what you have on. Just this one simple garment. One simple pair of shoes. And a staff. And the staff is just to lean your tired bones on, you know. But you shouldn't have had that either. And then go and preach and teach and heal. And did they? Well, they went out. And they felt so sorry for themselves. They felt so sorry for themselves that they had to go do this sort of unforgiving job where people didn't appreciate it because people didn't apply what they were taught. They were taught people to change their attitude, change their consciousness, change their thinking, and then they would have a whole new life, a whole healed life. But they didn't do it. So in Jesus' day, it was no easier for disciples than it is for people today. And you're closer to the master than the disciples were. The disciples were a person away from the master. And you are a soul next to the master. You're the master. You're the divine one. Now, can you get over the habit of thinking that your mother and dad know more than you do? Can you get over the habit of thinking that your husband or wife is wiser than you are? Can you get over the habit of thinking that some competent person is more brilliant than you are merely because they head some large corporation? Can you get over the fact you go down to Apple and what greets you at Apple? Specialists in their blue shirts, aqua shirts. And the specialists say, I say to him, "Now, can you answer this for me?" "Well, I'll do my best, but I don't know everything." And I think to myself, I say to them, I said, don't say that. I said, you'll never walk up the ladder if you're going to keep saying that you'll do your best, but you don't know. And then I go to the next one, and that's the corsage, or conseiller, the person who directs you to the various programs. And they don't know anything either. They just have that responsible job. And then you go to the next person, who is called a genius. And they're behind the counter, a long robe, black shirts on, and they wear silly hats or mustaches or earrings in their lips and their nose and any place else that pleases them, you know. And I mean, you know, they're just people, but they're brilliant. And you know why they're brilliant? Because they know they're brilliant. They know they're absolutely brilliant. They know that. Now, why do they know that they're absolutely brilliant? Because they know that God is in them as all brilliance, and they are God as all brilliance, and that they can do it. But they don't use the word God. What word do they use?
I know that I know.
Genius. They use the word genius for themselves. No, they don't say, I know that I know that I know. They just say, I'm a genius. What's your question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is the answer. Now, they don't even stop to think what the answer should be, because they've already checked in with the boss, right in their heart, right in their soul, in their being. And they've checked in, and they, what do you want to know? Okay, this is the answer. And out it comes. And, you know, sometimes they said, I know there's a better way to do this. You know, they give you a good way to do it. I know there's a better way to, hey, John, what do you think about this? I want to give this person a better way to do it. And John is working with his client and other people are working with her. So John says, what was the question? Oh, you do this. Oh, that's the better way. And then they give me the better way. You see? Now, their minds are so tuned in to the fact that they're geniuses. Now, that's Apple. And now you go over to Best Buy, what do you find over there?
Geeks.
The geeks! G-E-E-K-S. And what are the geeks?
The geeks. Another genius.
Another genius, that's exactly right. The geeks are another genius. They're another group of people who know it all. Now, I was in there, and they have all the Apple things in there, too. And I said to them, now, if I came here for Apple information or supplies or what have you, could you supply anything out? Yeah, sure. If we don't have it, we'll get it for you. But, we've got a good selection, a good supply. And I said to him, well, now, what about this problem here? And I gave him a problem. And he says, oh, that's da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Now, then I said to him, my jawbone, my speaker that I stick in my ear, you know, it wouldn't work. And so he said, that's not my field. That guy knows all about it. And so I went to this big, tall, black guy there, and I said, my jawbone doesn't work. He said, let me see it. I gave it to him, and he says, three things you can do when your jawbone doesn't work. One, you can press a little button on the end, you stick a pin in it, and it resets it. And then you just start it again, you're right in business. It always works. Or you just press this button here and hold it until you hear a beep, and then you're online. Or, and he told me something else. And so, here he is. Tuck, 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 tuck. How many things does he work with there? He has headphones from at least a dozen manufacturers. And not only one headphone per manufacturer, but maybe a dozen headphones with each manufacturer. And he has to know the idiosyncrasies of each one of these things. Now, he knows the logic of his understanding, and he says, let me see it. Oh, okay. This. Yeah. He looks at it, and it talks to him. It talks to him. Now, if the disciples had listened to Jesus and let him talk to them and gone out and done what he said, they would have been successful every way. Because you can go and pay $50 or $100 and take a course in one evening on how to walk on fire. On how to walk on fire. And so then the next day you start walking on fire. It's like guaranteed. If you will do what they tell you to do, you do it. One evening. Now, cool, huh? Now, how can they do that? Walking on fire is so absolutely irrational and contrary to all good judgment and everything. But how do they do it? They tell you, change your thinking from the thought that you're walking on hot coals to the thought that you're walking on cool, wet moss. If you change your thinking from the thought that you're walking on hot coals to the thought that you're walking on water, you know, that's tougher. Or that you're walking on lovely, moist grass, or maybe not even moist, just ordinary grass. You're walking across the field, or you're walking on the sand at the beach, or whatever he chooses to use as his idiosyncratic technique to put you through that system. Now, neat, huh? But it's all a matter of us being in charge of our own thinking, of our own thought of who we are. Now, are you ready to be in charge of who you are? And the answer is no. Because you continually go to hell every time I tell you to do something. I say, Ingeborg, stop feeling sorry for yourself. She said, but I got it right. There's nothing I can do for you. Ellen, think that your grandchildren are all supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, and that's all. She says, but look at what happened. I said, you're lost. You're dead. Your grandchildren are just a bunch of jerks. You see, you have to instantly listen to your teacher and then instantly follow it, or else don't go to school. You follow me? Mm-hmm. If you're going to go to school and then you're going to tell your teacher, ha, 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 you don't know how to add, you're asking me to add for you. As though the teacher has to do that. But many children do that. They do that. Like, how many children do you know in the world, let's say all of them, how many children do you know in the world who go to their father and say, Dad, will you help me with my math? And 99% of the fathers say, I was never any good at math. I didn't like math. Math is terrible. Math is hard. Math is difficult to learn. And then the 0.1% of the children who have the fathers who are mathematical geniuses and who are brilliant and who are wonderful in the field, or who just plain in, like themselves, they'll say, oh, hey, that looks like fun. You know, if you had a dozen rabbits, and you had all these rabbits walking out together, and they're marching together, each rabbit's holding on to the other rabbits, you know, make it interesting. Make it interesting. And the kid, before you know it, doesn't know that he's doing math. He thinks he's doing the game, but he's learning math, and he's loving it. And his dad makes him feel so excited about it that he just loves it to pieces. Why is it that great scientists have children who also become great scientists? Because the parents have made learning science and living science fun. But you see, the children had to get with the idea that it was fun to learn it and be able to make a use of it and make a benefit out of it. Now, this is something that we all want to pay attention to. What do you really want to learn? Ha, 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 ha. You tell me you want to learn how to be a master, you want to learn how to be a spiritual illumined person, you want to learn how to be a good cook, you want to learn how to... Actually, garbage. Garbage. How many times have I asked Sylvia to make a proper egg? And so, I can't do it because of the stove, I can't do it because of this, I can't do it because of that. And this morning, she turned out two beautiful eggs with the most beautiful underside and topside and everything. And now, on the same device that she said she couldn't just yesterday. Now, she couldn't yesterday because she said, I can't. She could today because she said, I could. And I do. Now, you see, it's not that she's stupid. She is, because she's saying that she can't, and we don't use those words around here, you know. We use the words, I can. And not I think I can, but I can. And then you go and do it. But all of you are the same way. All of you are the same way. And this morning, or noon, Ingeborg was missing from the table. She was away from the table. And we looked and we thought, I wonder where Ingeborg is. And nobody had seen her. And nobody knew where Ingeborg was. So now, I know that the thought that each of you might have had was for her welfare. Did she fall down and hurt herself and couldn't get up and we have to go and pick her up and find her. Did she do this? Did she do that? Did she whatever? And you see, isn't that interesting? We want to make trouble for ourselves and creating our world in a negative way. But what was she doing? She had sat down on a very comfy chair we have and went fast asleep and never realized that 6 hours had passed, or 2 hours, or whatever it was. But she was sound asleep. And I didn't say anything, but Ellen went to look for her in the house, and he found her in the video room. The video room, yeah. And sound asleep in her special chair with her little pink coverlet on it, and she was just snug as a bug in a rug and comfortable as could be. And so Ellen says, she comes back to us. She says, should I wake her or shall I let her sleep? Wake her. If she wants to go back to sleep after lunch, she's welcome to do that. But wake her. You see, we have to follow through on what our program is. Our program is we all eat together. And if you're sick and you have to be served in bed, that's another thing. But we don't have people here who are sick and have to be served in bed. We send them to the hospital in Switzerland so that the Krankenschwisters can work with them.
Yeah.
In the Krankenhaus. And Switzerland doesn't have Gesundheitsschwisters and Gesundheitshaus yet. Germany has it.
No, but we call it like that.
Well, then don't
ever forget it.
Ever forget. Thank you. I don't have to say all my sentences. But this is beautiful. So let's get with it. And enjoy life.
Yes.
So thus was another tale of a few days in the life of Jesus and his then and now experiences, and all in the now.
Yeah.
Have a lovely evening, and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.